Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm super excited that you're here. Oh, man. This week, it has me all off. I almost forgot today was Sunday. Listen, were you off all week? Because, baby, my whole house was all week, and it has really thrown your girl off. All I have wanted to do is chillax. Matter of fact, all I did today was sit around the house looking like Rainbow Bright, watching Christmas movies and playing in my planner. But before I get into all of that, you want to know what I'm drinking? Because I want to know what you're drinking. Tonight, I am, listen, I'm a little bootleg, right? Okay. So y'all know I've been on this Cafe Bustelo kick. And it comes in like a canister, like a tin can. But the rest of the coffees that I was drinking came like in like a, you know, the little pouch where you can kind of fold it down. Well, I had a little bit of that left and a little bit of Cafe Bustelo. So I poured it all in the canister just so it wouldn't go stale and it could stay in the canister. So right now I'm drinking a Dunkin' Midnight Cafe Bustelo mix. With a little sugar and vanilla caramel creamer. I have been on a peppermint mocha kick so hard. And so at Publix, they have them on sale, buy one, get one free. So I got peppermint mocha, and then I got a vanilla caramel. Because, you know, I just need a little variety in my life. I actually have, not that you care, but it's me by myself, and I can talk about what I want to. So, the point is, I have some French vanilla also, but I think I'm the only person ever that don't really get down with French vanilla by itself. Like, it just make your coffee taste so milky and not coffee-y. I think we've talked about that last week. Anyway, you know, I don't ever listen to the shows again. So, you know why? Because not only are we on Apple Podcasts, we have also upgraded, and now we're on Spotify Podcasts, which used to be Anchor. So we almost there. The only place that I'm thinking about putting us is Google Podcasts, and I don't know why I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, why shouldn't I? I think I should. Also, I don't know if I told y'all, but last week was our 50th episode. What? Listen, I need somebody to help me because I need a clip. Like, I want to upload an audio clip of clapping. Can you just pretend to be clapping for me? Because I'm clapping. So excited. Yes, we are on episode 51. We have done it. We have been more consistent this year, and I am so super excited that we have made it happen. So, so if you decide that you want to call in because you're listening live, which I love, give us a call at 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. Now that you know what I'm drinking, I want to know what you're drinking. I want to know where you went shopping. Did you buy something? Did you spend money? Because, listen, Black Friday started like on Monday. And now it's Sunday and Small Business Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. All this shit is like mixed in together. So I just want to know what we buying. What you bought? Who had the best discounts? Who you think gonna take the longest shipping? Call in and let me know. Okay, so Let's talk about what I purchased. Well, let's not talk about what I purchased for the holiday. Let's talk about all these goddamn Advents that, because I actually got my first Advent already. So the first Advent that I received is from Cricut Paper Co. And I'm really excited about it. It's packaged really nicely. I'll show a picture of the packaging. I'll take a picture either tonight or tomorrow and show you guys a picture of it. But it's packaged really nicely. We have small envelopes. We have big envelopes. They're all like craft color. And then we have like some other small packages that look kind of like washi. And I think that's what it is, like a washi. It's probably washi. It feels like washi. And I'm not going to be mad if it's washi. A lot of people in Planner Outlaws, shout out to Planner Outlaws, they use a lot of Cricut Paper Co. for their reading things. And so I knew I wouldn't be able to go wrong. And I looked at one of their Advent and unboxings from last year, and that really kind of motivated me to get it. So I also, for the first year ever, Frolicking Brain, I know y'all be tired of him, but listen, I support my friends. If you're not supporting your friends, you need to be a better friend, because I support my friends. And I'm going to hype them up. So hype up your friends. That's all I can tell you. But Frolicking Brain released their first Advent calendar. So, of course, I had to dip my foot in that. Listen, y'all, Coach Outlet is trying to get my money because they keep texting me, and I got like 3 bags in the cart, and I'm like trying not to press play. Like, I need somebody to talk me out of it or talk me into it, because who don't need another cute ass bag? Like, I'll get rid of them. I promise I'll get rid of one bag if I can get enough. Anyway, okay. So this was the first year that I also purchased an Advent. Just because of good word of mouth from a company called Planner Face. Their aesthetic was pretty cool. I checked it out. I also got one from Graceful Muse Papery. I got one from Constance, and I have one coming from Rebel Ink Co. Now, I did not cheat and watch the unboxing of any of them except half of the Rebel Ink Co. box. Because if I'm not mistaken, Rebel Ink Co. had it where you could get like maybe a 12-day and then a 25-day one or something to that effect. And I got the full one, but I only looked at half of it. And I actually watched, what's her name, Becky from Whoops, I Did It Again Co. on YouTube. And she was setting up her planner with it, and it was so cute. It is not necessarily my vibe, but it's also not necessarily my vibe. Like, it's really bright. It's really colorful. It's really cute. I've just never, you know, set up something like that. And remind me that we're going to talk about this whole setup thing, because I need to get that off my chest. And what better way than speaking into the universe so y'all can help me. Y'all can help me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listening? You can help me. Right. Okay. So I saw that and I'm really excited. I have not decided on how I'm going to do Adventpalooza. I haven't decided if I want to open up all of them, all of one planner Advent per day, or if I want to open up like day one of each of them in one day. Like, I think that if I did that, it might send people away because they don't want to see each of those things. They just want to see the one. I haven't quite figured it out, but I'm working on it. I'm working on an idea. And I still have the YouTube equipment in my cart, and I just haven't decided on if I want to invest in that or if I just want to go live on YouTube and just do it and save the video. Like, am I really going to be editing shit. Like, I don't even edit the episodes for y'all. Like, what you hear is what you get. Oopsies and all. So, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. In The Realist, we have a bet going on who is going to be the person that ships the fastest or who ships the slowest or who's going to arrive first or whatever from what you have shopped from. So the shops I have purchased from, I have some stuff in my cart for, what is her name? Live Love Posh. And I was talked out of purchasing it because, why? Why did I let, oh, shipping. So the book was $10, which is a great price for the shipping, I mean for the book. And so I was like, okay, I get the one book. The shipping was $5. So I'm like, well, let me try one more book to justify the $5. And then it jumped up to $8.50. And I'm like, wait, whoa, no. So the shipping is what stopped me. And then I guess I could go back and look to see what gives us free shipping. Because, I mean, if I bought one more book and got free shipping, that makes it right? No? I don't know. Anyway. What else did I buy? Oh, I shopped from TaylorMade Creative for the first time. I just got like some grab bags and a couple of things. I think I have purchased something from Plum Soul Studio. Maybe I didn't pull the trigger. Of course, I told you I bought something from Frolicking Brains, and tomorrow I am looking forward to looking over at Sugar Pop Fizz to see what all they have going on. Now, in the group, in The Realist, which we got a new member today, thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you. We have Artisha says that Plum Soul Studio has already shipped her Black Friday items, and that is top tier. Wow. And Cindy, shout out to Cindy and Artisha. Cindy says that she thinks that Live Love Posh will ship first for the things that she ordered. So what do you think? Who do you think will ship first from the things that you ordered? I have to tell you, I don't know, because Live Love Posh has some quick shipping. Frolicking Brains does it quickly, quick, like, and she hand cuts her stuff. Like, she fussy cuts everything. And so I know she ships really quickly, too. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see, because I ordered a planner cover for, I don't know if you remember me talking about Anastasia. Anastasia is an A6ology that I've been fiddling around with, trying to see if I can make that size work for me. And she got some new clothes. So now she has a Nightmare Before Christmas little outfit on. And it was from Echo Claire. I ordered it maybe, you know, I'm in the middle of the night shopping. And it was on the way the next day. And I've already got it and swapped it out. I ordered one from Paperbound Creations, and it's there. That's going to be her regular clothes, like her everyday clothes, not her church clothes, but her everyday play clothes. But I'll be sure to show that off also. let's see. Do we want to get into some myths? Because y'all know I'm feeling a little messy. It's the holidays. Did you have drama at your holiday event? You know, for the first time in a long time, we didn't have no drama. Nobody was cussing everybody out. Nobody got drunk and was falling all over the place. Nobody did any of that, and I'm really surprised. I'm really, really, really proud of them for that. I love Sims, you know what I'm saying? But let's talk about, you know, y'all favorite girl. We won't say no names because we can't afford that. But word around the block is that people are giving off 85% off. Let me pull it up just to make sure, because it don't matter what the emails say, right? It just matters what the website says. And this shop is giving out 85% off. And let's just be real. Orders from August. Yes, I said August hasn't shipped yet. Yeah, August. And yeah, there you go. 85% off. Cute stuff, but don't do it, y'all. You got to join the realist so you'll know. Don't do it. It don't matter how cute it is. It ain't coming. It ain't coming. So don't even do it to yourself. What was the best sale price that you got? What was the best thing that you saw? Because I saw some 60% off. I did see somebody with 70% off. And then yeah, 70% off, 60% off. And JC asked, are you making any profit with 85% off? The answer is probably no. 70% off is a steal. It is a steal. I could see if you were selling 70% off on some things, but your whole shop being 70% off or 85% off, no. And especially if I've never shopped with you, I don't. Yeah, no. I'm not going to take my chances on it. if you do 85% off and you don't ship anything, then all you've done is scam me out of my money. And that's a problem. I don't know. I just don't want you guys to be scammed. I don't want anybody to be scammed. And speaking of scamming, I won't say it's scamming. I mean, I guess it's not really a lead-in. That's odd. Anyway, I have noticed that lots and lots of places, even since last week, are talking about closing down and not being open and, I guess, not making as much money as they have been. And I'm starting to wonder more and more, is it because people have just sat down, looked around, and been like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? What is all this shit? I just don't know. And so are they looking for, you know, ways to declutter, de-stash? Are their styles changing and they're not shopping as much? Or are they fucking broke? Because that's a real thing. Like, oh, hey, yeah, I used to spend all my money on stickers and now life has happened and I got bills. Or, oh, man. Or did I, you know, I don't know. What do you think is making people What do you think is leading to the assistance of people closing down their shops? Hold on, we have a caller.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
I'm JC from Plans and JC, and I was all up in your DMs, and you were like, just call, lol. So here I am.
Yes, yes, yes. I couldn't type without being distracted.
Fair enough.
I couldn't respond properly.
Perfect.
So what do you think about the deals that sound too good to be true? Let's start there.
Okay, the deals that sound too good to be true. I mean, I think that it depends on where you're shopping. If you're shopping somewhere that is, like, very clearly just trying to get rid of inventory, like a Michaels or, like, a big, you know, store, or even like a Simply Gilded when stuff goes on mega sales, stuff like that. Like, I feel like that's like, if they have a warehouse, they're trying to get rid of inventory. But I wonder with something like, you know, 85% off when like orders haven't been fulfilled, it's like going lower and lower and lower to take the money that you can without fulfilling orders.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I just, like, that's what that makes me think. Or, like, maybe the quality isn't great, or maybe you didn't, like, I don't know, especially if everything is at that price. I don't know. What do you think?
Okay, so I'm going to take it two ways. I'm going to respond specifically about that one shop, and then I'm going to respond about any other shop, right? Because okay, with the one shop, I know for a fact that an August order that I placed has not been fulfilled. Therefore,
yeah, and I think, like, in general, if shops are, like, going on sale when they haven't fulfilled orders. Like, I see that happen a lot, even to, like, you know, bigger shops. I don't want to, like, name any names, but, like, I think a lot of times, like, I'm just left wondering, like, do you just need the cash for something that you're doing? Like, did you dig yourself into a hole and now you, like, it feels like there has to be some other reason other than, like, inventory purposes or whatever, if a shop isn't fulfilling orders from, you know, 6 months ago.
Because they are scammers. If you take orders and you're not fulfilling it and you're keeping the cash.
Well, and you're not updating people and you're not, like, refunding people. Because I also understand, like, okay, you got yourself into a bind. You sold something that, like, you're not able to produce. Like, okay, but if you're not, like, communicating with people effectively and if you're lying to people about where you're going to be on given weekends and stuff like that, it's just kind of like.
It's scammers. Scammy, scammerson, and that is all. That is it.
Yeah.
And I think that if anybody is going to continue to go on sale when they know they have outstanding orders, I believe that is a bad business protocol. I believe that is a way of being dishonest to your customers. But if it's any other shop and it's just an 85% off, I think it's the bottom of the barrel and they don't want to toss it because it is hard work. However, they could do an oops bag or, oh, man, did Season list those already? Dang it, I wrote it down. I forgot. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's a great, like, oops bags and grab bags are a great way of, like, offering product for, or even just, like, overstock for, like,
right,
super inexpensive, but in a way that I feel like can create trust with customers if you do it well, rather than like distrust. I also would caution listeners who are like, when you get an email or like, you know, when you see a huge, like super steeply discounted, like 70 or more percent off, especially if it's a whole shop, I would look at their shipping time and then, you know, see who's been getting orders recently from them and when those orders are from, if you can tell. Because I know a lot of times there are like, you know, a few kit shops out there that, you know, are like 6 weeks, were regularly 6 weeks behind schedule. And then if they're or like, they have a regular processing time of like 6 or more weeks. And then if something happens to kind of mess that up, they can take even longer. And so I would just double check the standard processing times and, you know, see who is getting what and like, if you can tell like when stuff is from, like that's something that I look into at least. People are getting holiday kits before the holiday, then that's usually a good sign. But I feel like, you know, 6 weeks is a lot if you're buying like a Christmas kit or a New Year's kit for Black Friday.
I really think that if your shipping time is not going to allow it to make it in time, you don't even need to be offering that product.
Well, I understand, like, putting that product on sale, right? Because, like, maybe people still want it. Especially
okay,
if
maybe on sale, but not as your new release.
Yeah, definitely not as a new release. But I think, you know, it's, like, because a lot of times you see, like, I found a lot of brand of, like, new-to-me shops that I love so much. Like last Black Friday, I went a little ham and like, I found so many amazing shops. And so if you're new to a shop, sometimes you can't really tell like what, like when stuff came out. But I like think if you do, I mean, there are ways of figuring it out, like doing a little bit of research, like see what people are hauling. Like if you can see who like tags them in orders, you can reach out to people via DM on Instagram and like ask like, hey, like I noticed that the shipping time is 6 weeks. Like, I don't know, like how, like I'm thinking about, or I'm interested in shopping with this shop. Like you can ask like a PR team member, whatever. And like see, you know, like, hey, like what do you recommend in terms of ordering? And then that way you can also kind of like build relationships in the community too. I don't know if that was like a weird recommendation. That's stuff that I've done in the past, though.
Yeah, I think, okay, and that may work for you really well. However, I am not a shopper. I like to buy.
Okay.
So I don't want to do research. I just want to see it, like it, buy it before I talk myself in or out of more. You know what I'm saying? So for me, if you know that it's Black Friday and I want to order something for Christmas, if you know that it's not going to make it there in the 2 or 3 weeks that I can do it, don't put it under your new releases. You know, put it under holiday release or make sure you say, you know, warning. Yeah, warning deal.
Okay.
You know, Will Rogers, you know, this won't make it in time. Or our shipping time is, you know, just.
No, totally. I think, like, you, I mean, on Etsy, so if people are interested in, like, figuring out what shipping, like, what the shipping times are, Etsy has shipping times, like, pretty clearly for, like, when you're, as a shop owner, like, when you're entering a shipping, like, shipping profiles and stuff. So as a customer, you should be able to, like it'll have the shipping time when you're going, like when you're checking out, if not on individual items. And then on shops' websites, I feel like a lot of shops, not enough, but I do think having a lot of them will have a banner with like increased shipping times for Black Friday. You can also, once you've placed your order or even beforehand, you can like reach out to the shop owner. That's maybe not something that you would be interested in. But you can also like double check the shipping times on the website. There's also, so if you're in a lot of sales have required shipping times associated with the sale. So like Frolicking Brains is in the Pink Planner sale this weekend, and it is technically a requirement of the sale that we ship within 4 weeks. And so you can also look at sales, like if you're shopping like a number of shops that are in a particular sale, sometimes there's stuff associated with that. Now, like enforcement is a little bit sketchy on that kind of stuff, but that can at least give you a sense of like where you can set your expectations.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sell what you want to on Black Friday, but I just think, like I said before, my stance doesn't really change. Don't be trying to push your Christmas stuff if you know I'm not going to get it to January. Just like specific shops, I will never be like dated. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not putting, because I don't know when I'm
mm-hmm. going
to. So, you know, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Like, as a customer, some examples of like what I've done to try to like figure that out and set expectations in the past. But I agree with you. I think that like as a shop, it's your, you know, incumbent upon you or like your responsibility to make sure that you're not marketing Christmas stuff if it's not going to get there by Christmas, or holiday stuff if it's not going to get there by the holiday.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so out of the shops that you bought from, who do you think is going to get there the fastest? Who do you think is going to ship first? Who do you think is going to get there the fastest? Let's go. We're taking business.
Okay. Okay, so I ordered from the Honey Bee Shop, Planner Face, Season Ink. Is that it? I still want to order from Terribly Creative. Oh, I also ordered from some, okay, well, technically the fastest has already been delivered because I ordered some art from my favorite, one of my favorite clip artists last night, and it was digital, so it arrived immediately. That's a cop-out,
I love
though.
Digital for that reason.
Exactly. I think that the Honey Bee Shop will probably ship fastest, not because the others don't. I know that Planner Face is located in the UK, and so hers tends to, even if she ships fast, it takes just like a little bit to get here. The Honey Bee Shop has it's just excellent shipping, like excellent customer service, excellent, I say surface, weird, like excellent shipping and processing times. Shan's mom, Mama B, works the warehouse and does a lot of like fulfillment, and like she'll come in when they have like big sales and like work, you know, one of their holidays and just like kill it to get folks orders out on time. Like I usually have a shipping notification on Monday from them if I order on Friday. So that's my bet. What's
okay.
your bet?
I do know, I guess I would have to really go see where I bought from. But mm-hmm. I know, seriously, you do some super fast goddamn shit.
I try my best.
And I just think
I got something to send you on Monday, but it won't be this. It won't be
okay.
your order this weekend.
Let's see. I ordered from the Cuteness Boutique, too. How did I forget that? Cuteness Boutique.
Ooh, you get from there.
What did I get from Cuteness Boutique? I got some cute dolls, and I got some more cute dolls, and I got some more podcast thingamadoogies so I can put podcast.
The stickers?
Yes.
I love your podcast
she
stickers.
Has some, she has some really cute, no, not my podcast stickers, but she has like a cute little girl sitting at a desk doing a podcast, and I'll put them in my planner for it.
I got you.
The lady who does my podcast stickers, she has a Facebook group called Let It Be Gnome, like GNOME.
Uh-huh.
And she does those for me. I mean, her prices are really good. She's 50% off for the sale. You know what? I need to go place an order with her because she's a really small shop. She doesn't even, like, advertise, really. But she ships. I mean, she takes a little longer on shipping, but I always forgive her because she makes all of my, like, TableMate stuff and, like, my contact cards. And so, you know, I know it takes a while to get all that stuff done when you're a mom and you're homeschooling and you don't really have a shop. This is a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, she doesn't pay
for
the website.
It takes longer in general because you have to design and print. You're not, you know, you haven't already done the design process.
Right. I ordered from Mojo Jojo Plans. Dang, I was shopping. Look, don't be telling nobody.
Whoa, what boxes did you get from Mojo Jojo? What kind of?
Let's see. Let me see if I can see the order summary. No, I can't see the summary, but it was just a cut like a rainbow boxes or something like that. A lot of them were like those wild style boxes, and you know I don't do no animal print, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered from Burst Planning. I ordered from Echo Claire.
You know what? I ordered from Burst, too. I think I ordered from them on Thursday, and I bet that's going to reach me the fastest because they're in Dallas.
Yeah, once I looked at that, I'm like, that'll definitely be who gets to me probably the fastest. Burst Blend don't play.
No.
He don't play.
And I also, I think I have- like, because I'm... Listen, they're in Dallas. Like, I receive their stuff. I'm usually, like, the first rep to get my stuff.
I think that I have two more shops that I'm going to look into. And that is going to be Vallea Tuma. And I don't know if you guys have ever shopped through her. Vallea Tuma. She is, I don't know where she is, but she across the water somewhere. And I just really love her, like, functional girls. She has one named Jada. She's kind of chunky, but they're just so cute and so well drawn. And like I said, Sugar Pop Fizz. And the other one, I'm going to probably go check out Let It Be Gnome again. I thought I did studio, so I might need to go check my thing for that. But also, I'm not doing really big orders.
Yeah.
So I'm not spending $100 at every shop or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know,
a couple.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to throw in some places that I think I may look at, too, that I haven't shopped at yet. Arch Michael has a really cool, if you're into washi tape, I got their washi tape advent last year. That was the first time that I shopped with them, and I loved it. And so I'm thinking about getting theirs this year, too, and it's on sale for Black Friday. They tend not to do sales very often. So it's a small, I think it's like 25% off discount, something like that, which feels small to me for Black Friday, I feel like, but it's big for them. Like, you know how some shops have, like, they just don't go on sale very often, and And so their discounts tend to, like, they read as small, but it's actually, like, big in the context of the shop. Anyway, so I want to check them out. And I also, what's the other one? I also want to check out Lexi K. I am in the Pink Planner sale this weekend with her, and her freebie was so freaking dope that it makes me want to place an order with her shop.
Who was it?
Lexi K. Her swap sampler is like a, well, I don't know about her freebies. I actually haven't like looked through all the freebies, which is very unlike me, but I've been getting all these swap samplers in, you know, and hers is like a, maybe like a B7 size. Would you call that B7? Yeah, it's like a B7 sized, which is like half of a B6 size sheet. It's about the size of like the Honey Bee Shop sticker sheets. And it's like journaling stickers. And I feel like there's enough to, if you combine it with washi, like make a vibe, you know? And they just look so cute. They're like fall themed and have fall colors and kind of journaling themes. There's like some like ripped pages, some like writing that looks like, you know, a torn book page or whatever. And I don't know, I'm just really impressed with it. I want to check her out.
All right, well, you got me typing it in, Lexi K Studios.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll definitely check her out also. I did check out the, like I said, TaylorMade Creative was new to me. I've seen lots of people check her out, and that's why I got, like, you know, I got some things that looked very Harry Potter-ish.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I'll definitely be trying to add those to my Harry Potter junk journal. That I'm, you know, just having fun with. It's no rush. I'm just playing around with it. But, yeah, I'll definitely check out this Lexi K. Okay, so now my next question is, how do you feel about December dailies?
Okay, so I feel like I heard about those last year, but I was really introduced to the concept just yesterday on Planner Shenanigans when you and Deb talked about it. And I don't know, because, like, I do dailies sometimes now. Like, if I'm in a daily planner, which in theory I am, but I'm not keeping up with it very well right now, maybe it's just a sign to, like, keep up with daily planning. Like, maybe it would be fun to do a kind of, like, daily journaling through December. But I don't know. I think that, like, doing something about the holidays, which is how, like, if I did it, I'm not sure that I would do, like, winter holiday theme.
Right.
Like, I might do a kind of, like, morning pages challenge, which, for those that don't know, it's a kind of from, like, the artist's way, I think, book is where they were coined. Like, the idea of morning pages was coined. But, like, it's basically you write in your journal, stream of consciousness, 3 pages every morning. And I did that for years. I ran into an issue where I was like, I tend to wake up, most people like wake up and they have thoughts. I tend to wake up with like a blank brain. And then I would like write my way into anxiety. and that wasn't very effective for me. So I prefer other journaling, but I think that like maybe like a daily journaling prompt challenge or in Frolicking Brains Friday we did Mad Libs. for journaling prompts, and I think, like, doing just kind of, like, absurd Mad Lib-style journaling prompts could be, like, really fun to do daily in December. What do you think about December dailies?
Hold on, we have a caller. Hold on, let's see. And then I'll jump back to that thought.
Okay.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
It's Leslie. Soko, how are you?
Hi, Soko. Good, how are you?
Good. Sorry, I... Listen, I have nothing but drama with me. No, we weren't shopping. I went to visit my mother-in-law, and my phone died. Everybody has an iPhone. So we get home, I charge it up, and that's when I called you. Charge up this and my tablet, and I contacted you on my tablet because my phone was dead.
It's okay. You know, we had it rocking and rolling. Jacy's on the air with us. Say hi, Jacy.
Hey, Jacy.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I have a terrible lag, I think.
Maybe so.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Can y'all?
Yes.
It may
okay,
not be
so
good
we
for the party line.
Right. Do y'all remember when chat lines were a thing?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
You'd call in and it'd be Jerry. He'd be like, say hello. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I remember
you
that.
Like to go private. Tell this caller your PIN. Oh, God. The good
oh,
old
my
day.
God.
So we were
what
talking
did I
about
miss?
December. We were talking about December dailies. And so I was just getting ready to tell JC that when I do December dailies, I don't necessarily think about it being writing something that I'm doing each day.
Mm-hmm.
I just think about creating a page for each day. So, mm-hmm. or a page a day. You know what I'm saying? So
correct.
I might
yeah.
do a movie list page, and then I could add on to it throughout the month. A holiday mm-hmm. playlist, and I can add on it through the month,
mm-hmm.
A list of people I want to send cards to, places I want to, you know, get cards from or something like that. So it's just a compilation of things that just take up, you know, 31 pages or, you know, something to that effect. I'm not so meticulous as some people. Where it has to be this, it has to have that. I don't have to have any of those elements. It's just something creative for me to do at the end of the year and to use more things that are, you know, festive that you only get to use once a year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad because I'm going to be calling you daily for a prompt because,
okay,
like, I have one for my shopping list, but I didn't think about the movies and the cards and things like that. Those are good ideas. And then what do I do after Christmas, like those days leading up into New Year's? But, yeah, no, that's good. But I'll tell you this, throughout the year when I do a daily page, I'm the same way. I just want to decorate it. Like I've got some sheets from Isis Ella Jews that will have, I don't know, like a quote, a girl, blah, 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 whatever. And I'll use those. I'll use that little sheet, that one particular sheet, to decorate the daily page. And then I'll figure out what I'm going to write in it. Or not. Some days I don't write anything because there's nothing to write.
Hmm.
We were
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Jesse.
Do you come up with all your prompts in advance, Erica, so that you can work on them through the month? Like all of the pages or some of them? And then you keep adding... Like, how do you coordinate it?
So this is what I did last year. Last year was my first year doing it and calling it a December daily. The years before that, I just did it, and it just was. And then when I heard people call it a December daily, I was just like, oh, this is kind of what this is. But I just come up with a few pages that I like, And then as the month goes on, if I see something, hear something, you know, like something, I go, oh, yeah, I can do that. And I just add it. But, I mean, you think about how much, when you know, in the school system, you get those 2 whole weeks off, right? And so it was like, what the hell am I going to do for 2 weeks? So I spent a lot of time, like, in my planner because that's what I could do. But now not working, you know, I have more time to be off. So I could prep a little bit more. But the only thing that I did, and I'll take a picture and show it in the Realist, is I just jotted down some ideas. Some of them will make it, some of them won't. And then I planned on asking people to add to the list.
I love that idea. Like a communal.
And then that way. Yeah, yeah. And then everybody will have a starting point. Because I'm trying to get some people in The Realist and in Black Girls Read Too who join us for the journaling calls each month to kind of, you know, try it out. You know, you have, I guess what I'm thinking is you have the supplies, use that shit.
Yeah, totally. I feel like that's the vibe for next year too.
Absolutely. Shop your fash.
Like,
use your shit.
You got your supplies. Like, if you need a couple things to, like, complete a kit or, like, complete, you know, whatever, like, maybe grab something here or there. But, like, your stash, I feel like I'm in the era where, like, my stash is determining what I buy rather than just buying everything that I like.
Yeah. Coco did a really good job of that this year. Coco, how did you fight off FOMO this year? I guess it hung her up. Okay. Well, I'll just say she did a really good job of fighting off FOMO, and I'm curious, how do you fight it off so that, you know, you don't buy all the things all the time. and also, I think you are on the way to, like, solving a big problem that planners have, and that is not having enough deco. Like, we have enough boxes, right?
Yeah.
Mojo Jojo gives you boxes. We buy the box book. Then we have kits. And they have the full box stickers and blah, blah, blah. But what about those people like me or you who collage and don't want to use a full box sticker and just kind of want to, you know, you are kind of solving the deco problem. But what other shops do you know just sells deco? You know what I'm saying? Like, for those of us who don't need it. I think those are the things that we kind of end up with when we use these kits, right? You end up with a whole page full of boxes.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see. We have another caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. It's Crafty Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Spending my Sunday. I was actually trying to clean up my CPC swag, barely.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
How do you do it all?
Girl.
Put all that stuff.
Yeah, just making piles, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
To give away, to de-stash,
right,
to sell.
Exactly. Hi, JC.
Hey. I feel like boxes are too, like old, you know, shipping boxes or Amazon boxes from like appliances and stuff. You know, I just like put stationery in them to kind of like help organize.
Right. No, I wanted to call in because I heard you guys talking about December Daily.
Oh, yeah. You're the expert.
I'm not quite an expert, but I have, when I do December Daily, it's more like on a scrapbook side. So I wasn't even aware that, you know, the plant industry was doing December Daily, but I encourage it and I love it and I love seeing more people do it.
What does December Daily look like for you as a scrapbooker?
For us, it's more so basically it's just it's documenting every day in December. I mean, it is what it is, you know. But as scrapbookers, we take pictures, we save like all of our memorabilia if we're going to the movies or receipts, you know, things like that, things that we maybe could scrapbook about later, but you're putting it more in a solo album, you know. So it's not just journaling, but it's pictures also where you can journal as well, you know. And if you don't, you know, some people think, well, gosh, I have to find something to do every day. No, not necessarily. You can actually just words to your favorite song, or you can add people's Christmas list in there, or what your Christmas travel plans look like, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not it's not what people are intimidated. I mean, people are intimidated by it, thinking that they have to do something every day, like do something physically, like, you know, going to go pick out a tree, going to, you know, do all these like bucket list type things for the month of December when, you know, it's not like that. So,
yeah,
but it's fun to, yeah, it's just fun to be able to go to your bookshelf and just pull out, you know, the December Daily from 2018 and see how much has changed, or, you know, are your traditions still the same, you know, like what's going on. So it's just fun. It's, you know, just another form of scrapbooking for us.
Can I ask a weird question?
Yeah. Just
kidding. I was just going to go for it. Why December Daily and not another month daily? Like, why do we have Vlogmas but not another month of daily vlogging? Like, I don't – why December?
Maybe because there's a lot of traditions that go on for specific holidays, and I'm speaking from a scrapbooker's standpoint. I know a lot of things have come from the December Daily, but December Daily, in my opinion, it was started from, I want to say, oh, my gosh, and I'm in an industry, and I completely forget the girl's name. Not Amber. No, I think her, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. But she has like a whole line of her December Daily. Allie Edwards, that's her name.
Allie.
I believe it's Allie.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but she has a, and we're talking like, I'm talking like 10 plus years, you know, that she's been doing it. She actually coined the phrase December Daily, and I hope I'm not speaking incorrectly, but she has like the little trademark December Daily, like on her stuff. But besides December Daily, there's, as far as the scrapbooking industry, there's also like your Thankful 30 for November. That's documenting your days in November. Mm-hmm. I know for sure there's also one in July because people like to document the summer. So, and that's just, you know, like touchy-feely stuff, like your physical things that we can do as scrapbookers with our hands. So that's going to ixnay, that's going to scratch out, you know, anything that's digital as far as Vlogmas. I mean, that came later on down the line, you know.
Yeah.
So I hope I was able to answer your question as best as I could.
Nope.
But, yeah. And I think it's more so because of the traditions that are done. You have Thanksgiving, you know, everybody that gets together with their families and they do their traditions. Then everything that happens in the summertime, family vacations, things of that nature. So when, you know, people are just busy, you know, and they want to document it for themselves and for future generations.
How
something tangible.
Also with, like, December Daily, I feel like there's so much work that women do both in terms of, like, crafting and in terms of, like, creating traditions around you know, the winter holidays. And so I think that like having that documented and being able to like pass that on is so important. And also like acknowledging that for ourselves when you know, that kind of labor isn't valued in the same way as other kinds of labor
Right.
My family thinks I'm crazy because I'm always taking pictures of stuff. But, you know, it may not be appreciated now, but 20 years down the line, you better believe they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, Mom, do you remember this? You know, I'm glad that you took a picture of this, or I'm glad that you documented that. And that's what some people just really fail to, like, realize. Like, who's going to go in someone's Facebook albums and look at their pictures? Like, people don't want to do that. Your kids are going to appreciate. I didn't mean to come on here and start preaching about scrapbooking, but your future generations, they're going to appreciate something that's tangible that you can give to them, not something that they're going to have to go look for electronically.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, you know? Like, I've noticed, because I've been on Facebook, like, over a decade. I don't know how long I've been, like, a long time. And a lot of people get rid of albums, you know?
Right.
Like, a lot of that stuff.
And Facebook,
yeah,
I mean,
as
you know, it's still computerized.
As soon as I break up with somebody. Oh, sorry.
Yes, exactly. And Facebook is Facebook. It's still computerized. Things happen, you know. I've had people delete their scrapbook albums before, and it sucks because, you know, you want your work up there. You want it to be visible for others to see. And it happens sometimes. You maybe click the wrong button by accident, you know. So it happens. But anyway,
yeah,
I encourage December Daily. It's fun.
Yeah, I really like some of the things that you were saying about, like, the lyrics to your favorite song, because those are some of the things that I put on my list. I was trying to think outside of the box for people who don't have much to do, because I don't have much to do. You know what I'm saying? And so I was thinking songs to my favorite album, Conversations with My Kid, which he is absolutely crazy, y'all. He be talking about the weirdest stuff. The other night at dinner, okay, this is TMI ahead of time, but you know, at the dinner table, we always have, like, the talks. So he was like, oh, that song that's playing is so inappropriate. And I was like, what makes it inappropriate? He was like, yeah, she said, make me water. And I was like, well, what does that even mean? And he said, Mom, you know. And so he looks at Sonya. He's like, Sonya, you know, Mom, you know. And she's like, no, Mason, what does it mean? And he's like, can I say it? I'm like, you can say it one time. You can just spell it. And so he spells squirt. I'm like, what the fuck?
And those are conversations, regardless of how X-rated they may be. It'll be funny. I mean, it's funny to you. He may have probably got embarrassed, but, you know, you might want to tell his wife later, you know?
Yep. I'm gonna write it down. Like, bro, you were talking about making a woman squirt at 13. Like, and I was like, son, I hate to tell you this. However, all women don't do it, and all men can't make them do it.
Sorry to bust your bubble. That's hilarious.
Like, it's always those dinner time conversations.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you calling in to talk about December Daily. Did you do any shopping yesterday?
Oh, on Black Friday?
Whatever.
Or Saturday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I did. I was out in the streets, you know, going to physical stores, but yes, I also did some shopping online with our small business owners. Yes, I did. Maybe
I
a little too much, but I did.
Do you have any shops specifically that you want to try out for Cyber Monday?
To be honest, no. I think I did it all on Friday. I'm done.
Okay.
That's what my mouth says. Anyway.
Right.
That's what my mouth says.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Be sure to share, which I know you have your own group, but if you hop over to The Realist and you see my post about ideas, drop a line or two, give the newbies some ideas that aren't too hard for us.
Okay, I will do that.
I love that idea because I feel like there's so much that we as, like, planners, especially on the collage side of planning, can learn from scrapbookers. One of my favorite things to do is watch scrapbooking YouTube videos.
That's on my bucket list for next year.
Huh?
I said that's on my bucket list for next year to start a YouTube channel.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool. Okay, let me know when you do, because I love watching people's scrapbook. I think it's because there's so much history in scrapbooking and so much, like, knowledge about design and different kinds of challenges that y'all have that I feel like the planning community can really, of course, be evolved or, you know, contemporary planning evolved or, planning evolved out of scrapbooking.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
And stuff, and so I feel like there's just a lot that we can learn from y'all.
I will definitely keep you posted, and I will go over to the group, Erica, and drop some nuggets.
I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome, you guys. Have a good night, and have a safe week.
You too.
Happy holidays.
All right. Same to you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was very informative.
Yeah, that was such a fun conversation.
Yeah. So I'll be putting out some things. And, JC, I would love it if you would help me and do me a favor and put these things out also. But I'm going to be doing some slick question asking. I'm going to tag you in the post so that you could collaborate and ask questions to you and Coco. Coco did try to call back in, you guys. I don't know what's going on. They didn't want her to join us tonight, but she's here. She sends her love via special messages. But I want to start asking the questions. What makes ring planners good for you? What makes this bound planners better for you? Because I know you've been waiting on it forever, but the conversation of planner lineups for 2024 is going to start next week. I know I'm late. I am late because everybody else has started. Man, people were starting this conversation in freaking June. And
no,
I just refuse.
Like, it's Thanksgiving is over. Now it's time for Christmas decorations and conversations about our planner lineups. You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now is the time.
No,
I didn't want to rush it, and I didn't want to be so. I know this sounds so childish, right? Or obsessive. I don't kind of figured out what it sounds, but I didn't want to be so focused on what I want to get into that I stop enjoying what I have.
I don't think that that's childish. I feel like that's wise.
Well,
like,
you know, some people don't even have that worry, and that's why I say it might be childish, right? But I appreciate you saying that to us.
No, yeah, well, I feel like that a lot of people don't have that worry because they're just looking for what's new, and I think that that's encouraged because, like, through, like, consumerist culture, but I think that, like, being present with what we have is really important, and, like, where we are is really important, and not getting caught up in the hype of, like, so caught up in the hype of what's coming that you can't enjoy the last few months of, like, your current planner, you know?
Yeah.
December all the time in their planners.
Yeah, and I know, like, Hobonichi people, they already swap out, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they get their new planner and it starts in December, so they just go on and switch over. I think, yeah, I want to talk about it. And so one of the topics that someone left me a message on one of the forms that you can fill out at any time. You can fill out a form and leave me feedback. Let us know what you want to hear about, what you want to talk about, comments, questions. If you want me to read it out on the air, I can do that. All the things. But one of the things that someone wanted me to talk about was what makes ring planners good for you, disbound planners good for you, or bound books better for you? a comparison, because some people are still out there trying to decide. There are still some newbies, and I feel like my show is really geared toward the people who don't know the planner community more
mm-hmm.
than the people who are. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that's a bad thing at all. I'm just saying, like, that's just the community that gravitates toward me, because I'm not going to talk to you like I know more than you. Like, I feel like I'm asking the questions that don't nobody, you know, everybody's scared to ask. You know, I don't have a problem being the one out there saying, I don't know, help me, you know, help me understand. So that's what I'm going to be asking, so that we can talk about it. And I'm also working on a show that is going to be basically Shopify versus your own personal website versus Etsy. So I'll be sure to, like, tag you so that you can kind of share it, and we can ask these questions, compile this information, and try to see if we can get some people to have these conversations with us so that we can let the listeners know, you know, what we got going on.
For sure.
I mean, between me and Coco. No, I was going to say between me and Coco, I think we tried them all.
I love that. I also think that, like, as a customer, I have, like, I think it could be, I don't know, maybe, like, let Erica know if this is a conversation that you'd be interested in. I feel like as a customer, shopping on Etsy is so different from shopping on a Shopify website. I feel like Shopify and, like, your own website can be pretty similar, but shopping on Etsy, I feel like it can be difficult to navigate, like, a lot of the time, because there's not as many options for, like, collections and stuff. So if you are, like, a newbie to planning, or if this just isn't something that you've thought about, or if it's something that you've experienced but you're not sure how to navigate it, like, I feel like there's also some, like, navigation tips for, like, shopping on Etsy versus Shopify and stuff.
You know, I'll have to do some more shopping in order to you know, verify that option, you know, just the perfect day to be able to do that.
It's research for the show.
Yeah, research.
It's an investigative research
purposes. Well, you guys, our time is almost up. So I want to thank each and every one of you for sticking with us for 50 whole episodes, you guys.
51?
Yeah. This is episode 51, Planners Be Shopping, you know? And we're not even 2 years in the game. This year we grew by leaps and bounds, and I just cannot wait to do more and more and more and more next year. So, you know, you can find us on.
Thank you. I'm excited to celebrate.
Oh yeah, we need a planner party. I think we've been thinking about going live to do a celebration.
That would be fun.
Yeah, well, I just have to get over my fear of being in front of the camera. Open to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different when I'm with my planner friends on Shenanigans or something like that, but just to be open to the whole wide world. What if they take a screen record and I go viral for the wrong reasons or so much anxiety? Okay, so you can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify Podcasts. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/RealTalkRealPlans and give us a listen. You can find me on Instagram at Real Talk with Riri. You can look in my LinkedIn tree and find you can buy us a coffee, because, you know, I need my coffee so I can stay up to talk to y'all, because it'd be late, right? It's late. Or just because you want me to have a drink, and this is all the drinking I can do. You can leave us feedback on a form. You can shop at the Cuteness Boutique with the code Erica20 and save. You can, I think, find a link to Frolic and Brain. You can, I don't know, you can do lots of shit. Just go to the LinkedIn tree and check it out. okay? And while you're there, go ahead and give me a follow on Instagram. I am trying to get to 1,500 follows. Do you want to know how many I have now?
How many?
Let's see. I am at 1,466, y'all. I'm almost there. Help your girl reach it, 1,500. We're working on it. So even if you don't want to follow me and then tell your friend to follow me. Listen to me. Do something, y'all. Help your girl out. Okay? Remember, you guys, we are messy, but we ain't malicious. And we hope that you have an excellent, excellent evening. Good night. Oh, wait. Thanks, JC, for joining us. You're always a welcome. Forgot about that.
Fighting from the DMs.
Yeah. You're always talking to me in my DMs, and today it was just like, call in, girl. Call in. I can't double task. All right. Good night, you guys.
Night.
But you only come.